Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, thank you for joining us on the Carousel of Consciousness today. Today we'll be talking about It Never Shows Up Like You Expect It To. Here on the Carousel of Consciousness, we use the tools of Access Consciousness and the Clearing Statement. More information on the Clearing Statement can be found at www.theclearingstatement.com. Hi, Lori, how are you today? Lori? Hello? All right, so today talking about It Never Shows Up How You Expect, letting go of your expectations and allowing the universe to gift to you. This is an interesting topic because many of us have a lot of projections and expectations around how our future is going to show up. So there's a lot going on there. Hey, Lori.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
How's this?
Okay, there you are.
I can hear you.
I can hear you. Awesome.
Yay. So, hi, everyone. We overcame our technology, and here we are. So,
well, going through my notes today, I found a telecall I actually forgot I partook in. And that's projection, expectation, separation, judgment, and rejection. So a lot of good processes in there.
Cool.
And also, I wanted to talk about utopian ideals today because I think a lot of our projections and expectations come from utopian ideals. And, yeah, anything you'd like to say?
No, I think that's good. I was just listening to something else and the rejections that that you just mentioned had come up. So cool. Let's do some clearings on that, get started with that. So it essentially gets rid of all the things that are separating you from the magic and the magic that we be, and that the universe is always gifting to us, always gifting. And the universe has its own magic way of creating things, and it's another way of getting out of your own way. Put it in language. So
and really, I found
so we can. I'm on headphones. Yes, is it messed up?
No.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Most of what's gotten in my way in my life actually is myself. We are the only ones powerful enough to stop ourselves, and a lot of that is just shit we've got in our heads. These projections, expectations, judgments, rejections, separations, and utopian ideals, I think, are something a little more instilled in us than the other things we just mentioned. But let's start.
Can you explain to people what utopian ideals are?
To me, I think the easiest way for me to explain it would be Prince Charming, essentially. We've kind of... Those of us little girls who grew up watching Disney movies think Prince Charming's just going to show up and make our life all better one day. And in actuality, we don't need anybody else to make our lives better. It's just a utopian ideal set in our heads by such a thing. Some people have utopian ideals about how their life is going to change with money, too. I know I have quite a few of those, like, you know, money's just going to show up and everything's going to be all better, and there's other things that make it all better, or that's even a judgment there, all better. So all the judgments of all betters will be destroyed and then create all of those, right and wrong,
yes.
Bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So how many of you would go from your projections and expectations based on your experience to your separations, judgments, and rejections rather than, okay, what's actually going on here and what's different than what I think is true? And everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds.
Cool. Yeah.
And
expectations. Go ahead. Keep on. Go.
How many of you have made your judgment, your separation, and your rejection more real than your awareness? and everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Yeah, you just, that was awesome. Can you do that one again? I just spaced out on that one.
How many of you have made your judgment, your separation, your rejection more real than your awareness? And everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it all, times a godzillion? Right and wrong, good and bad,
yes.
Pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So,
and let's talk.
Go ahead.
Let's talk a little bit about awareness. That a lot of times we get a sense of something or an energy of like, ooh, there's some anger or there's some jealousy, and immediately I have bought into it that was mine, and that, oh, I must be jealous, and then you lock in jealousy, and then you go through that whole mind trip about jealousy, as an example. So whether
yeah.
it's instead of it being yours, it was, you could have a tool of, wow, wait, am I really, you could step back a bit, give a space to yourself and say, well, is that really my jealousy? And because a lot of things were, our bodies are so intuitive, far more than we've been giving them credit. So we can pick up an awareness, just like you were saying, not trusting your awareness, that it was actually an awareness of someone else's jealousy, but we then bought it and locked it into our own bodies and lived that experience instead of having a little presence and going, wait a minute, is that really what I, and not, it could be happening, but is this really what I would choose? I don't choose to go into jealousy and all that story. So it's an awareness. Your body's giving you information, and we misapply it.
And
so
that's where the who does it belong to for 3 days really comes into. They say if you do who does it belong to for 3 days, you will become a walking, talking meditation. So for every thought, feeling, and emotion you have for 3 days, ask, who does this belong to? And you'll find that 99.9% of it is not yours. Belongs
yeah.
to someone else.
And yeah. And then who does it belong to as you're aware? And that's still going back to the awareness piece. Awareness has been a little misconstrued, because the awareness is, you don't have to react to everything, but you go, oh, who does that belong to? Or, is this what I choose? And then it gives you more information. And then you have more information about how what's really going on in this situation, and then you can apply, then you can use your awareness to perhaps ask a question or to be present with it and to shift the energy into a different possibility. And the reason I'm bringing up some of these basic things, Danielle, I'm posting on my timeline, and I'm hoping to introduce these tools and how the practical part of life is to some of my new friends and to the people in the future who might be hearing this. And the whole thing about it doesn't show up as you expect it, and when you look back at your life, I have had lots of experiences in my life where I really was trying to micromanage things, and my mind was, oh, it's going to show up this way, it's going to show, or that person's going to show up, this is going to happen, and it never has happened that way. It still happens, but it didn't, I put all this energy and mind tripping into figuring it out and how this is going to work, and these are tools and getting rid of your expectations and your rejections and projections and your filters and your anger creates a space, a lightness, so that a new miracle, a choice of possibilities can show up. And it can show up greater, and because the universe is always gifting to us energetically, and we can, if we get rid of, some people might call it an ego, we call it your point of view, will create a space for things to show up beyond your imagination, your wildest imagination.
Yes.
So that's our target. So go.
For all of you who have points of view about being successful, I have two good ones. How many?
Cool.
And that's a huge thing in this reality is, you know, shooting for success. And so how many projections and expectations are you using to make sure you have no success? And everything that is, times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. and all of the projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections you are using to make sure you have no success, will you destroy and uncreate all of those? Right and wrong, good and bad,
yes.
Pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And if you're
cool.
not being an allowance of them, you must have the necessity of rejection and judge you and everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And I think that one probably went along with the conversation that was happening on the telecall, but it felt good to read it.
Cool.
And I think really to let go of expectation is a way of like letting go of control. So, but energy, space, and consciousness can my body and I be to be out of control, out of concentricities, linearities, separations, judgments, rejections, and all the rest of that process, destroy and uncreate
yeah.
all right and wrong, and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Cool. Cool. So let's give, well, where have there been in your life, Danielle, that things haven't shown up how you expected? I think that's really fun. I remember someone saying it can't show up how you expect it because our consciousness is too small. We're using the tools of access consciousness, which is to access more of your consciousness and to get beyond our limitations, which are all these limitations, expectations, rejections, projections. By getting rid of those, you create a space of more consciousness so that things can show up with more ease. And if your target is that all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory, it can give you the space and the tools and the awarenesses to get through everything, even when things do get a little sticky or if things don't show up how you expect it and perhaps it's even a little darker than you expect. You can still cruise through it with a sense of grace and possibility. And that's what I love about this. So I'm just now going, is there some place in your life that by using these tools, things showed up with far more grace than you expected or ease?
Well, what I've really been finding is the more I use these tools, the more I am unable to choose against myself. I kind of didn't want to talk about this on the radio, but it's the most recent example of what's happened. I just got fired from a job. And I was really in the space of, I don't know, I had two jobs until I got fired. So, like, no big loss, really. But I couldn't decide which job I wanted to keep. And I kept, like, hemming and hawing and, like, this job because it pays me so much money, even though I hate being here every day. And I show up for work one day, and they're like, we don't want you here anymore. And I was like, okay, great. The universe just made up my mind for me. I've been, you know, trying. I actually had just decided I was going to put in my 2 weeks the day before, and that's actually happened to me twice now where I've decided I was going to quit a job, and they let me go the day after. So how potent am I?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and so that didn't show up the way you expected it, and yet still
no, not
it created
at all.
This – yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But it created
and,
a space like – the minute I was fired, it created a space in my life again where I literally felt like I'm me again. I was working so much. I slept all the freaking time that I wasn't working, and I had no space in my life for my creative projects. The minute they let me go, we started the show back up.
Yes.
I started working
yes.
on some other creative projects. I started seeing my friends again, and life is great again. So I mean, most people have this projection and expectation being fired bad, but it was a total gift and contribution to my life. And I am so grateful, so fucking grateful that it happened that, you know.
Yeah.
What,
yeah.
So, and there's that too, is what, what have you judged as bad and wrong in this reality that has been a contribution to your life? And everything that doesn't allow you to be, know, or perceive that, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And this process keeps just like lighting up and wanting me to read it. So when people are doing projections and expectations, you cannot help but notice. Usually you will judge and reject you, thinking that's the way to avoid the judgment and rejection that they will do of you, which you've already judged and rejected. You cannot be judged and rejection. So who's judging and rejecting? Oh, you are. It goes both ways. Everything that is comes to God's billion, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And but that really, I've heard talk in Access, like Julia's talked about this before, when she, Julia Sodas, when she posts a picture of her and her husband online, like they've acted out some of the projections and expectations that have been projected and expected of them through the pictures she posts online. And I've actually found where I've done the same thing. Like, I don't act like myself, and it's just me acting out the projections and expectations of others who are near me. So everywhere you're acting out the projections and expectations of others, those in your life, your coworkers, your parents, your grandparents, your siblings, will you destroy and uncreate all of those? And anyone else you could be who could be projecting and expectating things of you, expectating everything that is right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Oh.
Well,
and go
and
ahead.
Well, I was going to say, that really brings up to, you know, we always have, I have a question like, well, where am I in all this? Who am I? You know, who, where, what? Who am I in this? Where am I in this equation? And if you think that we're this much of a psychic SpongeBob, that we could even be start to act out what everyone's projecting at us from Facebook, and think, where are we in this? I mean, it's almost a tenacity to be in your own space and center if even someone's projection, you'll start immediately acting it out. Wow, you know, that's pretty amazing. I just got the sense of that, like, wow. And so to me, everything that brings up for me, I just join and create good, bad, right, wrong, pot, pot, online, church, boys and beyond, and then it takes off a layer of, oh, you know, we're trying to get everything perfect, we're trying to always be PC, correct, and all this, and yet if we're being influenced by all the currents of consciousness and we're in the oneness, then, you know, it for me, it takes a layer, it takes a break off, it takes a layer of oh, well, you know what, this isn't the easiest, it takes a layer of wrongness off. Like, oh, I didn't handle that well. Well, maybe it wasn't even yours in the first place. And what if it's okay you didn't handle it well? Do you see what I'm saying? It just takes a whole layer of like, oh, phew. You know, it's all right. There's a lot going on here. You can take it easy on yourself.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that makes me think I should have a process for it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, you were about to say another process when I.
Yeah, I don't have one actually. I was thinking one was coming to me, but it didn't.
Yeah. So so everywhere, let's do the projections expectation. Can you do the what have you made so vital, valuable, and real about all the projections, rejections, expectations, everyone else's expectations, everyone else's decisions, conclusions, judgments that you've then started acting out? So what have you made so vital, valuable, and real about all those, everything I've mentioned? And would you destroy and uncreate all that, please?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. So who are you in the equation without all the everyone else's expectations on you? Who would you be? What would you be? Where would you be? When would you be? How would you be? What would you be?
Yeah.
And so who would you be? and everything that won't allow you to be present with yourself and be in tranquility with yourself, would you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
So
I just looked up some more notes. We use projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections to eliminate ourselves. So how many projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections do you have of you about you with regard to you and who and what you are locked into you from your family and everything that is times a godzillion will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And how many people do you have projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections about that never deliver for you? And everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And what have you made so vital, valuable, and real about projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections that keep you living in the past and never creating a future? Holy fuck. And everything that is times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So one more time on that one. What have you made so vital, valuable, and real about projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections that keep you living in the past and never creating a future? And everything that is times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. I think I just found my number. I'm spaced out right now.
Yeah. That brings me up... what stupidity, what have I made so vital, valuable, and real about the stupidities that were projected onto me which was an awareness that I bought in as real. My body was aware that people unconsciously were going, how stupid are you? And everything that brought up, everywhere people have projected unconsciously on you, and your body picked it up and then started acting it out, and you made it vital, valuable, and real. Would you destroy and create all that, please?
Yeah.
Good, bad, pot, on interest, boys and downs. And everywhere you bought in, where you were swimming in the frequency of your family, and if the frequency of your family, the frequency, the resonance of your family was the undercurrent, the waters were anger, and then you just bought into that as yours and then played it out, acted out, lived your life through that. Would you destroy and uncreate all that, please?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pat, pat, on the interest, boys and beyonds. And what if the pool of your water, of your family pool, the water was of victim? Everything that is, would
you destroy
and uncreate all that?
Well, what if that's just the pool of this reality for the most part?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Pool, bigger pool.
I listen to people about things, and it's just the restaurant I work in is right next to the courthouse, and a lot of meetings will happen, and I get to overhear some of the conversations, and it's just like, wow, you're not choosing to create this at all. You're just letting it fucking happen to you, you fucking victim. And I mean, it's just a thought I have.
So all these energy, so it's an energy. If the universe has no point of view on how you want to play this, and we are unconsciously running the, and you can say the unconscious tape, but there's also a piece beyond that is the unconscious energy of victim is playing through your life. It's the melody of your life is victim, and then you wonder why this fuck still keeps happening to you. It's like, whoa! So would you destroy and uncreate all the projections, rejections, expectations, and frequency and resonance of the victim mentality that's been coursing through your and being the base of the symphony of your life? Would you destroy and uncreate all that, please? Good, bad, right, round, pot, online, trips, boys and beyonds. Go ahead.
And what would it take for you to step into the symphony of possibilities and the symphony of creation that you truly be?
Yeah. Yeah. And
go ahead.
Oh, here, just let me feed into that. We have so many that we've only have a few. Like, there's a symphony of millions of notes, but we've only played a few of the same keys i.e. victim, anger, oh, fuck, that happened again. So what if we're only tapping on one or two of the keys of the possibility of the symphony, and that this is an invitation by destroying and creating all the projections, rejections, expectations, all the expectations of how the symphony could be played, that you could then become the you could then tap into the energies of unfathomable amount of energies that are here. The whole universe would hear, would play your symphony, but we've only been playing one or two of the same keys over and over. And now is the choice of possibility that we could play in the entire symphony beyond our wildest imagination.
Yes.
Cool. And anything that will allow you to perceive, receive, do, be, and play in that symphony to create your life and future and living in a way beyond what into something that's now possible that hasn't been possible before. Would we now be willing to dive into that and play in that symphony? And they will allow that with destroy and uncreate, good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, online, church, boys, and gals. Okay, go ahead.
So that brings me to infinite receiving. What have you made so vital, valuable, and real about never possessing infinite receiving that keeps you in the lack of awareness, the lack of choice, the lack of question, the lack of possibilities, and the lack of contribution you are choosing, and everything that is times a godzillion, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond.
Cool. Cool. There could be infinite receiving. Wow.
Yes. What would it take for me to step
cool.
into infinite receiving? And all of my relations, expectations, rejections, separations, and judgments about what that is, will I destroy and uncreate them all?
Yes. Good, bad,
right,
wrong,
wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all night, short, boys, and beyond.
Cool. All right. Hey, Will, we're winding down here, aren't we? Besides, I think
now we've
got
2 minutes and 50 seconds left.
So do you have any projects coming up in your part of the world in Michigan?
Not currently. I'm just waking back up. So
cool.
No,
that's all right.
Stuff yet. What do you got going on?
Well, I'm creating a holistic center down in southern Colorado, outside of south of the Springs, outside of Pueblo in the mountains. It's a magical area, and it's been being created with quite a bit of ease and joy, and I'm really pleased. And when something comes up, I use the tools. And so I look forward to doing more events here. It's called the Host of Beulah Holistic Center, thehostofbeulah.com. And it's just been coming together with a lot of gratitude and ease. So that's where I'm playing right now. I'm playing with the molecules of this magical place. So thank you to everyone, and it feels good to be back doing the show, and thank you, Care Self-Consciousness, for being patient with us, and we look forward to the next show.
Yes, we do. All right, thank you, everyone, for listening here, now, and in the future. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.